The list of bills under consideration this legislative session is growing. One would legalize medical marijuana. Another would move to establish a lottery. But perhaps the most heated arguments this week was around Common Core, academic standards the state adopted almost a decade ago. On Thursday, the Alabama Senate approved legislation sponsored by Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh to repeal Common Core. WBHM's Gigi Duban talked with Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, about the bill.
There's been a steady stream of bills over the last several years to repeal Common Core. None of them have been successful. The criticism has been that the Common Core standards are one of the reasons for Alabama students' poor performance in math and reading, and also for low national standard test scores as well. Those were some of the arguments that Senator Marsh made in introducing his bill this week. He also said that he had been very frustrated with the education community in not making better use or proving the worth of Common Core in almost 10 years. He also referred to the state school board this week as being rather dysfunctional in this area and in other areas. A lot of educators have said they were surprised by this move this week. They fought back. They said removing Common Core immediately would be a hardship. It would require teachers to learn yet another set of standards within so many years, and that there were just too many obstacles to overcome by doing this so quickly.
Senator Marsh called for officials to take education in a new direction when he announced filing this bill on social media. Do we have any sense as to what specifically he's thinking here?
We did hear him say that he wanted to work with the education community to draft Alabama standards to fit requirements to get federal dollars, not jeopardizing federal dollars, not jeopardizing our children's education, he has said. He hasn't offered any specifics beyond that, but we know that there were meetings, of course, with education officials behind closed doors after the Common Core repeal effort was first introduced. Now, Democrats on the Senate floor on Thursday pushed back pretty hard, saying that they felt that this was being rushed through, that they hadn't had a chance to digest it. And Senator Vivian Davis Figures of Mobile, who also expressed concerns in committee this week, also said on the Senate floor on Thursday that, quote, if you want to run for office, do it, but don't do it on the backs of somebody else. Alabama has never adequately funded education. Of course, referring to the fact that Senator Marsh may possibly be a candidate for Alabama's U.S. Senate seat next year.
Mm-hmm. And another issue that has been debated for many years in this state is a lottery. And this week, we saw Republican State Senator Jim McClendon announcing that he plans to introduce legislation to set up a lottery. This isn't the first time he's sponsored lottery legislation here. He did it 3 years ago and it died. What's different now?
He's back this year and he's calling his lottery legislation a clean lottery bill. It simply asks for two things: a constitutional amendment for a vote of the people on this issue, and two, that the proceeds be divided equally between the general fund and the education budgets. Senator McClendon has said that he doesn't see this as some sort of transformative type bill to raise revenue for the state. He basically wants to give Alabamians the chance to participate in a lottery in our state without having to cross state lines, as he puts it.
There is a bill that was introduced in the House this week that would legalize medical marijuana. Tell us about this.
Yes, it's something that Democrats had said from the get-go that they were interested in. A Republican lawmaker is also on board. It has several Democratic co-sponsors. But it's a traditional argument, one we've heard in the legislature for several years. And again, it has to do with medical marijuana, helping those who suffer from chronic pain and who are fighting terminal illness to offer them comfort and relief. And that's the philosophy behind this particular piece of legislation. As I say, it's one of many that have been offered over the years. Some have gotten a little further than others, but none so far have made it to final passage. We'll see if this one makes the difference.
That's Alabama Public Television's Don Daly speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear from Don Fridays during the legislative session. Thanks for listening to your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. Coming up, the University of Southern California appointed a new president on Wednesday, 1 week after being caught up in a college admissions scandal.
15 million on the backs of...